Tonight with this Ghost Hunter, the Majestic Theatre, the Zinc family might not have realised this, but we've been talking about it a couple of weeks now, but we are going to be locked in with the Night Watchers Paranormal Group at the Majestic Theatre. They've got permission to make it happen, and it's been talked about for months now.
Yep.
Today
you're getting very antsy about this. See,
my tummy is in a funny state and has been all morning. And look, a couple of days ago, my mum said, "I'm really worried about you getting involved with this. I hope you take the rosary along and a scapular, and because she's thinking of evil spirits."
She's very religious, your mum, isn't she? Okay.
And I respect that, but it's got me thinking. And the way I'm feeling, and you know, with some of the stuff I know, mum's worried about. I think I'm done. I don't think I can do this.
With all due respect to your mum, Jackie, love you, Jack. No, you are not pulling out of this. So you just expect me to go along and without
you? Well, you can represent us.
Oh, yeah, fine. That's excellent, isn't it? Yeah. Honestly, this is your sort of thing. I understand that your mum is concerned.
Yeah.
No.
Look, I'm not going to do it out of respect for my mum, even though I do respect her. I understand those things she's taken on, but it's just made me think, and the way I'm feeling queasy now, I should be listening to the signs. Or, you know, feeling those signs.
You are red hot. I want to be empathetic towards you. I'm finding it very difficult, though, because what? So now all of a sudden I'm going to go on the ghost hunt on my own. This is a setup.
Pete and Dan will protect you. They'll make sure you're looked after. You've got to go with how you're feeling, and I'm just feeling right now that it's probably not the best thing to be doing.
Yeah, right. I am not okay with this because what? So now I'm supposed to just go on my own. I'm not going to – see, I sit here and think the boys have organised this whole thing at the theatre, so that's not an easy feat. So how – what? See, I don't want to let them down.
But you'll go along.
I can't believe
you're
going – oh, yeah, yeah. See, this is the thing. You're saying this is fine for you to let them down, but not me.
I've got to go with how I'm feeling.
I feel like this is some kind of setup.
No, it's not a setup. I'm feeling queasy. I'm feeling that you know there's
take a pair of nappies. Take some adult nappies.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Your tummy's queasy. You did say you had a green curry last night.
Yeah, but you know I think there's other factors.
No,
Ali, I think I'm done. I really
no.
Apologies to Pete and Dan. I love you guys.
Wow.
I love the paranormal page, but I don't think I can do it.
I really don't care whether you think you can do it or not. You're doing it. In fact, Zinc Family, 1-300-891-929.
No.
Yeah, I want everyone to ring up. Now, should Bilko have to do this? Because fair enough, I understand you're a bit apprehensive and I understand probably what I give most credence to is the fact that your mum's worried. But you're going to be fine, obviously.
No,
Pete and Dan have been doing this for ages.
I know, but
not pulling out.
I want to go with my conscience.
Okay, if the Zinc family ring up and say you have to do this, is that going to weigh on you at all?
Well, I'll take their advice and we'll see where it goes.
Morning, Tone.
Hello, how are you?
Well,
I think you need to grow a set.
I have got a set, but Tony, have you ever encountered ghosts? Have you ever been in the same room with them?
I was asleep one night and somebody poked me in the back and I was by myself. But, yeah, that was about it. But, but I think you really need to man up, mate, and go.
Exactly. And what about him great teammate he is. Just leave me on my own.
My mum says I should be very wary about evil spirits, and I know Pete and Dan encounter that all the time with the paranormal thing, but Tony, I've just got to go with my gut, mate.
Mate.
Are you putting the pressure on saying...
If your mum said to jump in the fire, would you?
Oh, don't put that on
me. Yeah, there you go. It's a good question. Very good question.
I want to hear more about Tony's story about getting poked. I want to hear more about you getting poked in the back, Tony.
Yeah, well, I woke up there one night. I was asleep and I felt somebody poke me in the back, and the wife was in the shower, and I said, when she come back in, I said, did you just poke me in the back? And she said, no, I didn't. And I said, she's up in the shower. I said, well, somebody just poked me in the back.
See, ghosts are real.
Oh, that's
Tony?
Bizarre.
It may help, but I wouldn't worry about an old theatre like that, Bill. Go, I just go.
Exactly, and the three of us are going to be there. It's going to be fine.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, Tony. I don't know if you've convinced me. I mean, I love your ghost story about being poked in the back.
Oh, honestly, I was concerned as to where that was going to go.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, well, Pete and Dan are coming in after 8. they are going to be... I think they're going to be really upset with you, actually.
We're good mates, but you know what? Sometimes a mate's got to look after himself, and maybe that's what I need to do.
This is annoying because I also am a firm believer that you should actually go with your instincts or whatever. But I just think in this case, no, you've got to just put that aside and do what I want you to do. You are doing this.
Let me put it this way. I'll have an answer for you by the time we finish the show this morning.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
either way.
That. You know what? You've had an answer for me for the last 2 months, and that was that you're doing this. We're doing this together as a team.